This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, you're with Lee Chui Lin, and this week in the lead up to Merdeka, we'll be speaking with Malaysians who have created works that document the experiences of living in Malaysia and that look at the country we live in and explore how they feel about our homeland. And we're kicking it off today with a conversation with Erica Ng. Or rather, it's also going to be a conversation about Fried Rice, which is a webcomic by Erica, who is a 22-year-old Malaysian who won the Eisner Awards for her work. She is the first Malaysian to win the Eisners, I think one of four who have been nominated. And the Eisners, if you're not familiar, is basically the Academy Award equivalent for comic books. And so Fried Rice itself follows a Malaysian teenager named Min and looks at her plans to study overseas for her degree and looks and explores as well her decision to leave Malaysia. Its theme is understandably about home and about nostalgia. And I think that's something timely as well to explore at this point with the pandemic and the RMCO. There are still families and loved ones who are separated from one another and some who just can't return home for now. We've also seen a few festive seasons come and go. You know, Merdeka is right around the corner. So this idea of looking, I think, at our country through a fresh lens or through a lens coloured by homesickness and nostalgia is a good one. And if you're in the mood for something like that, then you can head to friedricecomic.com to look at how KL in 2015 is viewed through the lens of a teenager. We're going to be speaking to Erica herself in just a minute and to hear directly from her about what the story is about and how it felt to be nominated as well as to win the award. That is coming your way very shortly. If you have any questions for Erica, if you've read Fried Rice and would like to share your impressions and thoughts, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And this is the first of our three interviews in the lead up to Merdeka that looks at and in some ways celebrates Malaysians who have created works that document the experiences of living here in Malaysia. We're going to be hearing from a variety of voices, but we're starting today off with Erica Ng. And we're going to be talking about her webcomic, her Eisner Award webcomic, Fried Rice. Again, if you'd like to share any thoughts, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So yes, joining us on the line now, we have Erica Ng of Fried Rice. Erica, firstly, congratulations. Thank you for joining us. And congratulations for winning the Eisner Award for Best Web Comic. What was it like being nominated? And could you also tell us what it felt like to win?
Oh, both very surprising. did not expect it at all. Yeah. I mean, the other nominees were really great. I looked at all their comics.
And maybe you could also tell us about Fried Rice itself. How did your comic come to be? How did it all start?
It started with a lot of paintings of my hometown when I was in college in KL. I was kind of feeling homesick, and I missed my old routine of going out and like drinking at the kopitiam in the mornings. So I painted like places from my hometown. And then when I came back home from graduating, it kind of like reminded me more of the place, and it became more solid in my head. So I just started writing around that time, yeah. I would say the first feeling that sparked Sprite Rice was probably homesickness. Yeah.
And how did the story then develop from there? So if it started with paintings, then how did the narrative and your characters come into being?
I think I asked myself, what kind of story do I want to tell? And what's the main subject of like what I'm interested in? And I think that the interest was mainly the idea of becoming an artist and being in a place where it wasn't so conducive for that. So, yeah, it became about my journey to become an artist, I guess.
And how long have you been drawing? You know, when did this start for you?
Well, my parents said they first noticed me drawing when I was 2 years old. But I, of course, don't have any memory of that. And then I took drawing classes from a Jigu Hashin in my town from age 5 to 12. He's really great. He's a fine artist. And then I became more serious about it when I was 15. That was when I started training myself academically to become an artist.
In terms of your process, do you prefer setting pencil and pen to paper, or is it about drawing digitally?
It used to be digital. I like digital art a lot because I thought it was like a more free medium. But now I prefer traditional, like pencils and paper. And part of it was because my eyes really hurt. It's like for so long. And it is like a healthier way of working. But I also just, I like touching the paper and I like interacting with the media.
Coming back then to the characters and the story of Fried Rice, how much did your experiences and life inform the content? So you said earlier that you wanted to, you know, you were thinking about what kind of story you wanted to tell. How much of that came from what you, what you've been through?
A lot of it, I would say. Yeah. Because I don't know many other, like, very specifically Malaysian artists, you know. But I know that, like, from what I know, our journeys are quite similar. But yeah, I guess, like, this story is based a lot on my own experiences. But the characters, I would say they're not so much me. They're kind of, like, mixtures of people and imagination.
And am I right in saying that right now Fried Rice is published online chapter by chapter, but that you actually already have the whole thing mapped out?
Yes, I have the script and a lot of thumbnails, which is like the rough pages for the comic. But I post new pages every weekend on Sunday online, yeah, on the website.
Has the story changed at all, or is it still changing?
Let's see. The arc has not changed. But sometimes I will find a scene that just... Usually when I edit late, like I'll find that the scene just doesn't work because it's a departure from what I intended. So I'm mostly like paring down as opposed to adding on to the script as time goes on, I think.
And I think what I was wondering also is because you're publishing it on a you know, on a weekly basis, so that means that you also get to get feedback on that kind of weekly basis. And does that end up affecting how you feel about the story or the arc that the characters go on?
I try not to let it affect the story and how it progresses, but I would say it definitely makes me see the story in different lights because people have different opinions. But I try not to let it affect like the process.
Mm. And I wanted to pick up also on something that you had mentioned a little bit earlier, which is how when you were younger, you had felt frustrated. And I've seen this... I've seen you speaking about this in other interviews as well, about being an artistically inclined person in a smaller town with maybe people who didn't necessarily align with your interests. Can you talk to us about that and also how that feeling has evolved and changed over time?
Well, I knew I wanted to be an artist since a very early age. It was my first ambition to be an author illustrator. And I would say that my parents have always been very supportive. Other people don't really understand it. They kind of think that I want to, like, the way to make money is to become the next J.K. Rowling. But I would say that I've never really found, like, a community of artists who view art as seriously as me until very recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but... really helps to have a supportive family and to, you know, have that home to come back to and just make art. Because I think my parents, they understand. So, yeah, we'll get frustrated maybe in high school or maybe sometimes even in college. But I, again, like, try not to let that stop me, yeah, from pursuing it.
And how did you find that community that you found recently?
Mostly through social media. Yeah, so listening to podcasts of people talking about their journeys. And it's not just in Malaysia. Like, people in the US, people grew up in small towns, they experience the same thing as well. And that's something that I found by listening to more people talk about their journeys.
And so Fried Rice is ongoing. Are you also working on anything else, or is it getting your main focus at the moment?
It is my main focus at the moment. I like to dabble in a lot of like other story things, but for now, Fried Rice is taking up most of my creative energy. I wouldn't say that there's any other project that is like incoming.
And the next question is a bit of a light one, but I was just curious, you know, has anything inspired you at the moment, or what are you finding particularly inspiring at this point in time?
Oh, well, I'm reading a lot of like English literature, like reading George Eliot's Middlemarch now, and I like the intertwining like character stories, and I'm interested in that sort of storytelling. And I'm listening to a lot of like Christian music as well by young people like my age, and yeah, I just find that very spiritually like fulfilling for me.
Lovely. And in closing, Erica, Fried Rice is, you know, it began, like you said, out of homesickness. It's also in many ways an ode to Malaysia. And our theme as a station this year for both Merdeka as well as Malaysia Day is Malaysia, My Home. And I think it's appropriate to end by asking you, what is it about Malaysia? What makes Malaysia your home?
It's the people that I know. It's the place that I grew up in. So it's my home, and like everything about it, like the food and the weather and the culture. It's not perfect, but it's what I know, and it's hugely part of who I am. So yeah, that's why Malaysia is my home.
Erica, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You just heard there Erica Ng, who is an Eisner Award-winning comic artist. If you're interested in checking out Fried Rice, it can be found at friedricecomic.com. Let us know if you have any thoughts, if you've read Fried Rice, if you just want to share any thoughts you might have on Malaysia, My Home, or on Erica's work. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can call 7733-2900. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.